Hello everyone, this is a great pleasure today to welcome you to the Stretching Boundaries Conversations. And today I'm delighted to have Marlene Devonish online. Hello Marlene, how are you?
Hello Claire, I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm fabulous, and even better knowing that I'm going to get a minute to chat with you. So listen, Marlene, my interest, as you know, around learning is using the metaphor of stretching boundaries. Like, for me, learning is really about expanding ourselves. And I have been the lucky one to be at the receiving end of your fabulous photo reading work. Can you tell us a bit more about what photo reading does in terms of stretching boundaries for people?
Yeah, and for people who haven't heard about photo reading, it's not about reading photographs, just to get that out there. In a nutshell, it's an accelerated reading and learning technique. So how to get through written information more quickly, how to then be able to remember and recall what you've read. So typically, it takes about 5 minutes to photo read a book from start to finish, and then you're learning systems and strategies to remember and recall that. And I guess in terms of stretching the boundaries, photo reading turns the concept of reading upside down, inside out, and back to front, because it is asking people to do something with their minds which they have never even conceived of or thought about. So it definitely kind of blows the boundaries on what people believe about reading and learning.
Oh my God. Okay, well, stop here. You've said so much in such a short amount of time. Did I hear right? You just said read a book in 5 minutes?
Yeah, so the photo reading, you know, the photo, because there are five steps. And so the third step of that is actually then almost absorbing the information from the book. And that takes about 5 minutes with a typical size book, less time if it's a smaller book, but 5 minutes you could photo read an entire book from start to finish, yes.
Oh, wow, fabulous. So, yes, then you are definitely talking about stretching boundaries, because I think it takes me more regularly without using your techniques, probably a minimum of a week to get through a book. And you've just blown my mind there with 5 minutes. That's absolutely incredible. So who are the people you think would be eligible for engaging photo reading?
And I guess, and over the years, it's been quite interesting. I've had everything from, my youngest delegate has been 8 years old. He was eight at the time. The oldest, I think, was 72, and everything in between. However, one of the things that I'm starting to notice, and I said this at the end of the photo reading training I ran a couple of weeks ago, that we had a space which, the best way I could describe it, was full of enlightened leaders and entrepreneurs, because I looked out at the group and that's really, and the reason I use the word enlightened, photo reading requires you to have an open mind. This is not for the logical, analytical, I've got to do it this way, I've got to do it that way. And trust me, I've been there. I have been a management consultant for, 8 years, all the Prince 2 project management, so I know about the structure of things. However, photo reading requires you to literally put that to one side and allow you to expand your boundaries, allow you to expand your possibilities, and you really need an open mind. But for those people who have lots of information they've got to read and they just do not have the time to do it, for people who are in industries which requires them to keep up to date, and certainly we have lots of professional students coming through, so people who are maybe working full time and also studying for a professional qualification, for people in that sort of kind of field, it can be literally mind-blowing and life-transforming.
Wow, yes, that sounds absolutely fantastic. So what I'm receiving from you is you're sending me to one of my favorite quotes from Einstein, when he talks about logic will take you from A to B, but imagination will take you everywhere. So is that a benefit that you see for people who take the training, that they actually get an empowered imagination? And I almost want to push it to intuition. What do you see with that?
Well, first of all, I love that quote. That is just amazing, because that pretty much sums it up. And also, if anyone has seen anything with the photo reading materials, with the new version of the book, it's just Einstein's eyes, but he appears throughout the photo reading book, because learning strategies, the people who created photo reading, they're one of the few organizations in the world who are licensed to use Einstein's image, because so much of this is based on his research. But I always, and I've been teaching photo reading now since, 2002. And I've always said from the beginning that photo reading goes way beyond reading. and it opens people up to so many expanded possibilities. And one of the things that people say most often, apart from improving their memory and their level of confidence in their own skills and abilities, they always talk about the aspect of intuition. And for many people, this will be the first time they've worked specifically around the area of intuition, and the things that happen for people are amazing, really, really incredible.
Fantastic, Marilyn. Thank you so much for taking the time to have a chat about all this. I'm really excited to actually reconnect with photo reading myself, because intuition is something I understand has such an impact on people's achievements. So again, thank you so much for making the time to be with us today. And thank you everyone for listening.